أحمد الله رب العالمين، حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين وتابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، إن شاء الله we'll continue with the story of سيدنا موسى عليه السلام. And as we started yesterday, we know that سيدنا موسى عليه السلام, the prophet Moses, he going for the second time to meet Allah, to meet the Mawla Azza wa Jal, and they have some conversations. And I try to get some of the conversation. I'm trying to pick them up. Not all of them, because they need years. Yeah, it's for 15 years. For 15 years, Sayyidina Musa speak to Al-Mawla, speak to Allah, you know. And we know yesterday also we were supposed to say when he was receiving the Torah, he was receiving the book, and he will receive the commands for the first time. They're going to have the rules. Do that and do this. At the moment, they don't. They actually just following what Moses said. So we talked about some of the conversation, and today we're also going to carry on with that meeting, because it's really unique, and no matter how many times I try to explain myself or to explain the situation, it's impossible, almost. Like subhanAllah. Like I said, when we had someone important who invited us, we probably won't sleep overnight.
That's Allah we're talking about.
وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. So this is Allah, exactly. So, as we speak of this, today I want to start with a hadith. And that hadith was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was saying it over and over again. And this is Hadith Qudsi. It means Allah who said it, and then he's been revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Prophet said it to the Sahaba. So this also was one of the conversation between Musa alayhi salam and Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. So he was talking, and he started to say, Ya Musa, أَوَتَدْرِي لِمَخْتَرْتُكَ وَاصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. I think I mentioned that hadith before. Do you know, Ya Musa, why I chosen you among the entire human being in your time to speak to? Do you know why?
Humble person.
Exactly. InshaAllah. And this is one of the conversation, yeah. He said, No, Ya Rabbi, I have no idea. I don't know why. Why you picked me up? Why me? He said, إِنِّي قَلَّبْتَ قُلُوبَ الْعِبَادِ. It means, I have mixed up the entire hearts of human beings. Mixed up, looking. I've never find a heart is humble to me more than yours. And Sayyidina Musa was so happy. He said, and that's why this, your heart to be soft, your heart to be humble. Not have any arrogance, not have any jealousy or envy to anybody. And this is what Sayyidina Musa was. And that's why Allah picked him up to talk to among the entire human being. And this also teaches us a lesson of when you go to speak to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal, how your heart will it be? In what condition? You know this people, when Allah described them in the Quran and said, قُلُوبُهُمْ كَالْحِجَارَةِ. Some people, her heart's like a rock. Doesn't have any emotion. It doesn't affect with any, if you've seen something bad or good or sad or upset, it doesn't actually get affected. It's like solid, which is, Allah doesn't like that heart. Your heart has to be affected with whatever situation you are into. And even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was saying of hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, said, because of spoken to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jalla, he said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once said, Allah split al-Fatiha We all memorize Al-Fatiha. We all know how to recite Al-Fatiha. Allah split Al-Fatiha between Himself and His slaves. But how? How do Allah... When, this is just to remind you guys, because we, how many times we say Al-Fatiha every day? Like, if we just pray the 5 times, maybe it's 5 times. If we pray more, maybe 10, maybe 20. But try to recite it today with this manner. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, I've heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah split Al-Fatiha between Himself and His slave. He didn't say, how, Ya Rasulullah? How did He do that? He said, when you said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we probably pretty much we know what that means. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah answered you and said, my slave, thank me. And when you said, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, then Allah said, my slave is praised me, praised me. When you said, Maliki Yawm al-Din, He said, He glorified me. And then we come to say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Until the end of the ayat, Allah said, this is between me and my slave, and to my slave whatever he asked. And that's why Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, when he was leading in the salah, he used to say, stand and say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And he stopped for quite a while. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he stopped. And then they asked him, Ya Imam, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, why are you keeping this big gap between ayah and the second ayah? He said, I'm enjoying listening to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jalla. Because he knows Allah's answer him back. And they say, I'm standing to enjoy the Allah. Because he knows Allah is listening. And he's listening to every one of us. It's not just Sayyidina Umar. Every one of us, when you go and recite it, try it today. Wallahi, you will feel it. That's why I said you need a soft heart to listen to this. So back to Sayyidina Musa. This is just because every time I try to go off, I cannot stop seeing, imagining the meeting between Musa and Mawla Azza. It's something unique. Something never happened and will never happen, I think. It will be happening in the Day of Judgment when we all go, inshallah, to Jannah. And hopefully we can look to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jalla. You know, and even one of the Tabi'een used to say, when he asked him, what is the best thing in Jannah? What is the best thing in Jannah? Is it the rivers? Is it the landscape? Is it honey? Is it, what is the best thing in Jannah? Say, Inna na'im al-Jannah, the best thing in Jannah, laysa fi labaniha, wala fi huriha, wala fi haririha, innama na'im al-Jannah fi ru'yati wajhi rabbiha. So the best thing in Jannah is when you see Al-Mawla Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. So, back to the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And then, like I said yesterday, the conversation gets very good and Sayyidina Musa loved it. And Sayyidina Musa doesn't want it to end. And, like I said, 15 years he's been spoken. 15 years he's talking to each other. Until it comes to a point, like I said, when you speak to one for 15 years, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَسَلُ الْأَعْلَى, when you speak to someone for 15 years, every day, every month, of course you're going to ask to see him. Of course you're going to say, I would love to see you, you know, because he teach you every day, he learn you new things every day. Then come the ayat said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنظُرُ إِلَيْكَ. I want to see you now, bro. It's too much. I want to see you, Allah. He got enough space
to ask this from Mawla Azza wa Jal. We just want Allah to give us not to even look, just 1 second maybe from His mercy. But he immediately said, Allah, I want to see you. It's not just he doesn't want to approve something. No, he missed it. I'm talking to you every day and I want to see you. And then Allah Azza wa Jal said, Ya Musa, انظر إلى الجبل. Take a look at the mountain. If the mountain stay where he is, you will see me. And he said, all right, okay. And he turned and he looked at the mountain. Look at this ayah. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا. الله. فلما تجلى ربه إلى الجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صاعقا. What's that mean? As soon as the Musa turned to the mountain, doing what Allah asked him to do, Allah Azza wa Jal just revealed himself in the first sky, in the Sama' al-Dunya, we call it. We know we have seven, yeah? He reveals the seven, the first one, just to the mountain. And the mountain is literally went into the ground. And the word dakka in Arabic language means, like, you know when you got a piece of paper and do it like this and you make it flat? The mountain went flat. And then Moses fainted. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّ وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. And immediately he, صَعِقًا means, not the shock, but he just fainted. And Allah just delivered him a message, yeah, Musa, with your physical appearance, with this way in this dunya, you cannot see me, yeah, Musa. I just am going to reveal myself for a second to the mountain and how huge the mountain is. And the mountain literally became flat to the ground. So what are you going to do? So you can't. And he fainted immediately. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. But we need to stop here for a second when he said, تَجَلَّ. One of the names of the Mawla Azza wa Jal is Al-Jaleel. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهِ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Al-Jaleel. You know what that name means, brothers and sisters? Al-Jaleel. That name, you know when you see like a landscape or a fantastic view or something really can take your eyes, like, and you immediately say Subhanallah, yeah, like something very beautiful, and then you're probably gonna keep looking into like 5, 10, 15 minutes. Okay, something else. I'm sure someone went to Kaaba, yeah. What is your first impression, first time when you go and first time ever to see Kaaba?
You shiver. Literally,
yes.
That is
called Tajalli. This is the name of. So I've been to there myself. First time, I don't even. Alhamdulillah, I memorized lots of dua. Wallahi, I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
Wallahi, I where they gone? Yeah, I can't. This is exactly what we call it Al Jaleel. This is what you call it Tajalli. This is one of the names of the Mawla Azza wa Jal. And this is what happened to the mountain. The mountain itself could not bear the Jalal or the presence of the Mawla Azza wa Jal. Just like when we go to Kaaba and you see and he stands like this. This is what happened to the mountain. You know, I'm just getting the image a bit closer. And then immediately Musa alayhi salam fainted. Sa'iqa. And that's why, you remember the hadith when we said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not prefer Musa over me. Remember this hadith? And this is the sa'iqa here. This is when he said, do not prefer Musa more than me. يُصَعَقُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Everybody in the day of judgment will have the same faint as Musa does in that day. يُصَعَقُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Everybody will be resurrected in the day of judgment. And the Prophet said, I will be the first one to get up. Sayyidina Muhammad, I will be the first, as far as I know, I will be the first one to get up. As soon as I get up, I look at my right shoulder and I see Musa alayhi salam already getting up and he already holding in the throne of the Rahman, Arsh al-Rahman. And he said, I don't know if he get up before me or Allah rewarded him in that day because he already fainted and he already get sa'iqa of the day of Miqat. So, because Allah is justice, he don't want to make him getting shocked twice. So he already have it in that day, so he doesn't want to repeat it to him. And look at the Prophet and he's humble and he said this, and he was Sayyid Walid Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he fainted and he get up again. And the second day, or maybe the week after, he's ready now to receive the book. He's ready to have the Torah, to have the Ten Commands. This is the first half. Was Ten Commands first. It was not a big book, but it was Ten Commands. And it's written in a piece, in a rock, but it's quite big. And with details, don't kill, don't steal, don't do that, don't adultery, love, all of the Ten Commands. And when he take the book, and he was going, he didn't go back to Bani Israel yet. He didn't go back to his people yet. But when he read through it, and he go in the next day and meet the Mawla Azza wa Jal, and look at this, wallahi, if brother and sister, if you know how value or how good to are to Al Mawla Azza wa Jal, and how much he loved this ummah, listen to this hadith. After a week of the Sayyidina Musa was reading through the Torah and through the book, and he go back to meet Al Mawla Azza wa Jal maybe a week or maybe 2 weeks after that, and he said, Ya Allah, it's written in the Torah, it's written in the book that you've given to me. There is an ummah, this ummah, if they want to do some good deed and they didn't do, there will be written one hasana to them. But if they didn't, or if they did it, they will have 10. So al-hasana to be 10. Allahumma ja'alha ummati. Please Allah, make this ummah is mine. And Allah told him, Ya Musa, this is the ummah of your brother Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Next day, he go back to him and said, Ya Allah, I found in the Torah, it's written in the Torah, in the book, there is an ummah. The most people, or the majority of this ummah will be in Jannah. Allahumma ja'alhum bani Israel. Allahumma ja'alha ummati. Say, Ya Musa, this is not your ummah. This is the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's us. He's talking about us. Brother, it's us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's talking about us. And this is how Allah, and it was written there. And the third day he go back to him and said, Ya Allah, it's written in the Torah, there will be an ummah. Gonna be shafi'een mushaffa'een. He's gonna actually tell people, Ya'muruna bil ma'roof wa yanhawna 'anil munkar. They will just tell people to do this and do that, and will be one of them. He's a prophet, sallallahu, Prophet Muhammad. He said, Ya Musa, is not your ummah, this is the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end of this hadith, you know what Musa wished? Said, Allahumma ja'alni min ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how good we are. This is us. This is us. And the again, the conversation doesn't end. I'm trying to get, wallahi, little bit, get it from, if I carry on with the conversation between Musa, wallahi, it won't finish, ever. So, Musa left in one day, and he want to go back to his Bani Israel. He want to go back to his people. Because he promised them he's going to leave 30 days, and Allah make it 40. But he promised them it's going to be 30, yeah? But Allah said, we're going to stay 10 more. وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. And they waiting for him. And he told his brother Harun to stay with Bani Israel. Because you can't leave them alone. They can do anything. You can't leave them alone. Because the iman in their heart is not as strong. They need, always you need a guide. So he finished in that time. And he's still reading through the book. And he found a very good hadith Qudsi. And inshallah I will finish with this hadith. This is a hadith Qudsi. It means Allah's revealing himself. He say, أَطَّتُ السَّمَاءِ. And I try to get it closer as possible. أَطَّتُ السَّمَاءِ. أَطَّتُ in the Arabic language is mean, you know when you get a balloon and you squeeze it, and it's like about to explode. أَطَّتُ السَّمَاءِ. The sky, the seven sky, is getting very, very, very crowded. وَحَقَّ لَهَا أَنْ تَأْتِتْ. It means, indeed, it's going to be very, very, very crowded. And he said, why, Ya Allah? Why the sky? Said, because there is no place in the sky, there is no place for 1 foot except an angel who is kneeling or praying or standing or worshipping Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal in the seven sky from the day one till the day of judgment. And you know what? When the day of judgment comes, those angels will raise up their heads and we said, Subhanaka ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Ya Allah, indeed, we have not worshipped you enough. So where are we? Where are we? Far. Far. So tomorrow, inshallah, I will try not to skip the talking about the conversation. I'll try to not talk about the meeting anymore. I'll try to see what will happen when he go back to Bani Israel. Because tomorrow, there's going to be a very important guy. He's called As-Samiri. And this guy is very, very, very important. He's one of the most important character in the Prophet, Musa's story, because he's going to turn everything upside down. He's going to test Bani Israel. He's going to get them something to worship. Brightly. He's going to, this guy, we're going to know where he's coming from, why he did that, why he did it to Bani Israel, why Bani Israel, after they seen the miracle in their own eyes, the sea split into half, again, they're going to go and worship something else. And we're going to know that tomorrow, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه الغفور.